and says her last goodbyes. Her partner, her soulmate, has passed on. She stands alone, forlorn. The time has come to mourn the severing of their cherished lifelong bond. She knows his life was lived to learn to grow, to give. Each moment sees to serve his God on high.
Each moment sees to serve his God on high.
He yearned for nothing grand but to help his fellow man. The will of his Creator was foremost on his mind. Yet somehow she finds comfort. It allows her heart to beat. She knows that in the world to come, his calling is complete. The heavens will embrace him and elevate his soul. For in that special world above, the righteous become whole. And though the pain she carries is etched upon her face, her faith will vanquish darkness. Indeed, peace can take its place. With the thought of his neshama soaring high, unchained and free. Not for a day, a month, a year, but for all eternity. A mother softly cries, the worry in her eyes. A prayer for compassion moves her lips. A parent's darkest fears descending in the tears that stain the worn out pages in her fingertips. The ailing child asleep cannot hear her weep of things taken for granted every day. One's friends to learn and comprehend, or stand upon firm legs to run around and play. Yet somehow she finds comfort. It allows her heart to beat. She knows that in the world to come, her child will be complete. Will embrace him and elevate his soul. For in that special world above, the broken become whole. And though the pain she carries is etched upon her face, her faith will vanquish darkness. Indeed, peace can take its place. With the thought of his neshama soaring high, unchained and free. Not for a day, a month, a year, but for all eternity. Care for our brethren unaware, neither of God's law nor of his love. No knowledge of his word, commandments never heard, to bring their spirits closer to the one above. What is to be their fate when they pass through heaven's gate? Will they find their way towards the light?
Will they find their way towards the light?
We can surely stir a spark if the call comes from our heart. Ura, won't you rise up to shine so ever bright? So we must know no comfort, nor allow our hearts to beat, until we bring about the day when our people are complete, so that the heavens will embrace them and elevate their souls. We must reach out to do our part of making each true whole. And though we number many, we dare not slow our pace. Our work can vanquish darkness, indeed joy can take its place. With the thought of their shovels soaring high, unchained and free. Not for a day, a month, a year, but for all eternity. A month, a year, but for all